Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to The Sci Guys, the show where we talk about the crazy, weird, and wonderful stories from the science world. I'm Corey, and as always, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Jamp and Luke Cutler.
Greetings, Earthling.
Exactly the same.
This week, we cover Jurassic Park and a Jesus shark.
Jurassic Park? And a Jesus shark.
Jurassic Park 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 and a Jesus shark.
We all know that Jurassic Park is the best film ever made, but it's actually far more scientific. Yes, it is. It's far more scientifically feasible than most people think. Recently, scientists successfully created Zhong Zhong and Hua Hua, the first successfully cloned primate.
Sorry, what? Hang on. Jurassic Park is more viable than people think. Recently, scientists created Zhong Zhong. Is that a Jurassic Park character?
They're monkeys.
I think that's just foreign.
What they created is
foreign names.
So Jurassic Park
and a Jesus shark.
And a Jesus shark that comes in later.
We'll get there.
So if you've not seen Jurassic Park, it's about cloning.
Sure.
Extinct animals, but it's about cloning. We're talking about cloning today, guys.
Well, it's about much more than cloning.
Are we going to clone
Jesus? We can already clone things, but we can't make dinosaurs. So there is a gap there.
It's just one step away.
We'll definitely get to it. But the only Jurassic Park, they found...
And a Jesus shark.
And a Jesus shark. They found viable blood inside of a mosquito. So if you find viable blood, you probably could...
But DNA...
A viable DNA.
DNA degrades over time.
Yes.
Like, we can't, like...
No, absolutely. That's the part of it that isn't
Not
feasible.
If it's in amber, apparently.
What?
Because in the film, it's in amber and it's fine.
Oh.
And it's in the guy's, it's in his cane.
It's in his cane.
I don't think I've seen Jurassic Park, then. Have you
not seen Jurassic Park?
How have you not?
I think I've probably...
Call yourself
okay,
a filmmaker.
Okay, we're stopping recording. We're going to go watch Jurassic Park. Okay.
I think I've been in the room when it's been
Hip
on.
Pause.
That's not enough. It's the best
I
film.
I know that I've seen, like... Those little things running along the floor.
Velociraptors.
Yeah, the velociraptors, yeah.
Moving on. Okay, so as I said, we're talking about 2 primates that were cloned in China.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a big deal. Like, whole primates. That means we can basically clone people now.
Well, we've been able to clone people technically for a while, but
Well, we don't know, because we've never done it.
We've never done it, but it's not legal, that's why. Well, it's actually, in the UK,
When's that ever stopped anyone?
It is legal to make... It is legal to clone human stem cells.
Does that mean that every twin is technically illegal? Wow.
You only if they're identical. Felony.
You do this every week. You always hit on something that I'm going to talk about.
Really?
Okay. Twins are technically clones. We can make... I did lie, by the way. These aren't the first cloned primates.
Because every twin...
No,
every
because twin is a we clone. Also clone some more by embryo splitting, which essentially is just chopping an embryo in half.
Forced twins.
And you make twins.
I'll sum that up.
Which are genetically identical.
Twins that were on purpose.
Okay, so...
I mean, technically, if you... Okay, yes. I suppose no one's ever set out to have twins.
Oh, maybe you have. I want to have twins.
Sure, but if you then did, it's not because you decided to. It's just luck.
Unless I chopped up my embryo.
Oh.
Not my embryo. My child's. Children's.
No,
it's twins.
Embryo.
So why don't we start with the definition of cloning? Do you guys know what a clone is? Or where the word comes from?
Something that is genetically identical to another living being. I don't know. I made that up.
Yeah, something like that. Or
something
an
like
organism
that.
Yeah. That shares the genetic code from another organism.
Okay, yeah. So Cloning something means creating a genetically identical individual of an organism, naturally or otherwise. And the word comes from twig, the Greek for twig.
Twig.
Oh, there's because you can take a twig and you can plant it and it turns into a tree.
Yeah, exactly. Synthetic cloning has been around for, I guess centuries. It's essentially just grafting plants. That's one method of cloning.
Did you know, fun fact,
probably,
that if you plant an apple, you don't get the same variety of apple tree?
Surely that's
99% sure that's true. If you take like a pink lady apple and you plant the seed, you do not get a pink lady tree.
What do you get?
What?
You get another variety of apple tree.
Why?
Imagine if you got like a banana tree.
No, that's
what the
is that because hell? Is that because it's the genes that are switched why on?
It is. I don't know why it is. Maybe you should look it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Giles, I'll save that for later. We'll look it up.
Yeah,
it's another time.
Maybe
stick around to the end of the show to find out why apples are weird.
So obviously we know that synthetic cloning has been a thing recently, but natural cloning has been around forever. Longer than Jurassic Park, longer than Billy and the Clonosaurus, longer than anything.
Well, any cell division is cloning, right?
Yes, but I'm talking about cloning in the idea of making a completely new individual.
Okay.
Rather than
splitting yourself
just
into
splitting
two
yourself.
Things.
So, plants can reproduce asexually and create a clonal colony. Do you guys know about that?
I do not know.
So, you've got different ways that they can do it. So, through like tubers, like potatoes, or blueberries can grow completely asexually. Most of the blueberries you eat will probably be clones of another blueberry.
Oh, I know about that. Yeah, I mean, most of the fruit and veg we buy are just straight clones of each other, aren't they?
100%, yeah. And all the plants do this like completely naturally, like onions and potatoes, sweet potatoes, strawberries, everything. It's literally cloning.
Weird.
It's weird, right? It's weird that nature got there first.
They just do that. Good for them.
And obviously, plants cloning themselves isn't really that interesting because it's very difficult to tell one plant from another anyway.
Wait, so how do plants clone? Because plants can also mate sexually, can't they? Or so, they can pass genetic code between. They don't sex. They don't
sexual over. Reproduction.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, so cool. you've got the
don't bees do that? They carry.
They do it for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they do it for them. Yeah.
So it's pollen is basically plant sperm.
Yes,
that's
and
it.
Fruit is always the ovary of a plant. That's
does that make all bees the penis? Because it's the method of delivering. The penis, very nice. So bees are penises. Wow,
and
that's the title of this episode.
Naturally vibrating as well,
like penises.
No, like vibrators.
Like penises.
I know what you meant, but it didn't make sense.
It does make sense.
Oh, they're also naturally vibrating, just like penises.
Not like penises.
What's
like
coincidence?
Another thing that makes them penises is that they're naturally vibrating.
Okay, fine. Let's move on to animals.
I was no one noticed this.
Do your penises not vibrate?
Not often.
I have to turn the switch on.
Just to plug it in to the wall.
Parthenogenesis. Do you guys know what that is at all?
Obviously, we don't.
Absolutely not.
Really? No.
Yes, look at me.
Okay, hang so.
Hey.
What is parthenogenesis? Corey, is that a natural form of asexual reproduction in which growth and development of embryos occurs without fertilization?
Wow, Luke, how did you know that? Off the top of your head as well.
James, edit out the bit where I asked Siri.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm going to boost the volume.
Yeah,
okay, check it out.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's basically an organism reproducing asexually. You don't need an egg fertilized and you don't need another mate. So it's pretty good. You don't need to find someone. The only issue being that it doesn't increase genetic diversity. So you're more likely to get diseases or killed by something.
Shame. Would it be at all possible?
No.
Okay. For humans to... like, I know this is a stupid question, but that's sort of why I'm here. Would it be at all possible for humans to... Well, that's why we're both here, James. No, you asked the stupider questions than me.
Okay. I asked the irrelevant questions.
And then sometimes you just shock us by knowing
something
really obscure.
Something really
we're weird. Like, what? James knows things?
He wanted to be a marine biologist.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I talked about this in an episode. You know,
I don't pay attention to anything. As soon as I leave this room, everything's left my brain.
So I know some things about water. You know, you carry
water.
Water. Things in water.
You can drink it.
Wow. What was my story?
You hadn't told it.
So my question is, like, would it ever be possible, like, for a human to clone, like, asexually reproduce? In that, like, with science, could you say, for example, take a female embryo and fertilize it with its own genetic code and then create a clone that then grows naturally inside the female.
Okay, so it's never happened with mammals. Theoretically, you could. And I've not actually found out... That's essentially the method of cloning that most people use, is taking, yes, taking a cell and putting it into an egg cell and letting it grow. I don't know why they don't use the mother cell. I couldn't find out why.
Yeah,
but I'm sure there's going to be some reason...
If you imagine like the cell, like the embryo, like the non-fertilized embryo, contains half genetic code.
So that would be the ovum, the egg cell, yeah.
If you just injected the full genetic code from any other cell, it would be a fertilized cell and would grow into a baby.
Let's put a pin in this, because I'm actually going to talk about this later on.
Good God, I'm very good at this.
You're very good. Very, very good. So let's get back to parthenogenesis. So I'm going to tell you about... Okay, first off, can you guess any animals that can do this?
Non-sexually reproduce.
Or what's like the kind of biggest
animal? I think bees
can
do it. Bees do it. That's how they... all bees are...
Really?
Yes. Bees are... All of one of the sex of bees are non-sexually fertilized. Is that correct?
Yes, as far as...
I can't remember which sex it is, but basically...
They've got like three sexes though, I think.
Yes. One sex of bees is like... I think it might be the drone... The general worker bees are... non-sexually... maybe not, because it's also about whether you feed the bee a certain thing. It's like, bees are crazy.
Bees are really weird. I'm pretty sure they've got more than two sexes. Let's just not worry about bees.
Let's not talk about bees. Any other animals that can parthenogenesize?
As big as you can think. What's the biggest animal?
Oh, my mind went to jellyfish and snails, and I don't know why.
So snails can do it, yeah.
Okay,
but there we go. I'm talking bigger. Like
blue whales.
Too big.
Bears.
I said mammals can't do this. Why do you both choose mammals?
Giant squid.
Oh, lizards?
Lizards. Komodo dragons can...
Why just Komodo dragons?
Not just Komodo dragons, but Komodo dragons are big and they can do it.
Okay.
I just thought that was interesting that, like, this massive...
How do they do it? Do they sex themselves?
Well...
Don't have to laugh at that. You're the kind of person who goes, like, who watches, like, a nature documentary... And or like a documentary about like
James is not the kind of person who watches
dogs,
a nature documentary.
Like,
I watch documentary, not
dogs.
About animals though.
Okay.
Usually about space.
And there are animals in space. We covered that.
Oh God, no, true. Don't remind me of that.
Usually further away.
Space. Oh, I'm sorry, by the way. There are a few dead animals in this.
Oh, as soon as animals
hang
come
on.
Up,
are
like,
there any animals
die.
In space? Like their bodies are still floating around outer space.
Probably. Yeah, those bullfrogs that we sent up there. Remember?
They're just in space. That's so disrespectful.
Well, we weren't
gonna
come bring
on.
Them back.
Have some poetic love for life. Don't just leave.
What if they
at least fire them at the earth and let them burn up in the atmosphere? Don't just leave their floating corpse.
They could fly
in
into space
forever.
They could fly off into space and land on another planet and populate that planet.
Yeah,
like,
what if that?
Like
Neil Armstrong's shit.
Neil Armstrong's poo.
Yes.
Great.
Okay, so Komodo dragons basically they just produce an egg that doesn't need fertilizer.
That just hatches.
Wow. No, that's about as simple as it is. Like they just have eggs that don't need fertilizer and they grow normally. And they're genetically identical to the mother.
Any other animals that do that?
There's two
it's
kinds
like respawning
of...
in a video game.
Yeah, so there's a hammerhead shark, so...
It's nothing like
respawning in a video game at all.
Nothing like that at all.
That's the closest thing I can think of.
So the Jesus shark I was talking about...
Finally. Oh yes, the Jesus shark.
Have you guys figured out?
I mean, obviously, are we cloning Jesus or
if Jesus
a shark
has come to
both.
Earth and has manifested in the form of a shark, then obviously he can mate with himself. That's just a given. He made himself with no father. So yeah, cool.
Well, yeah, that was the thing. That's what I was getting at.
So is that why it's called the Jesus shark?
I've called it the Jesus shark. No one else has called
it
the Jesus shark.
No father. Is it because it has no father?
Yes. So essentially,
that's so funny.
This isn't. This shark
I'm going to get
dead.
A Komodo dragon and
this
call
shark
it Jesus.
Is long dead.
Jesus dragon.
Well, you can't because they're all female.
Jesus.
You could. Jesus. His A. I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to tell you about the shark now. I'll tell you about the shark.
Oh, Jessica.
So, back in Nebraska in 2001, there were three hammerhead sharks in a tank. Three women. And they come
three
in one-
women. I don't think.
Female sharks.
Disrespectful to call
don't
women
have gender.
Hammerhead sharks.
Fine, three female sharks in attack together alone. Okay.
Sounds like the start of a really raunchy novel.
What kind of novels are you reading, man?
Jesus shark.
Right.
Marine biology.
So they walk in one day. They walk in one day, and there's a little shark pup.
Hang on, the sharks walk in with their shark legs.
No. Okay.
Where's this pup come from?
So the sharks walked in to return to the tank and found...
And with their shark voice boxes, they strutted in. Where's the pup come
from? I don't know why I bother. So the scientists come in.
There's a pup.
The human scientists.
Wait, the sharks were scientists.
The sharks were scientists. Anyway, they find a shark pup in the tank, and they don't know how it got there.
That's incredible.
You know what? I'm glad you're having fun, because that shark pup got Steve Irwin. Got stabbed by a stingray.
Really?
Yeah, died.
I love how we've turned Steve Irwin into a...
to a verb.
A verb.
Yeah.
Wait, that means if we construct a new religion around, like Christianity, around Jesus shark, then instead of the cross, we'll have a stingray. We'll all pray to the holy stingray.
When we start our cults.
Yes.
Once we get enough followers on this, we'll just start a cult.
Around the cult stingray that killed Jesus shark. Oh my God. Wait, does that mean make that stingray Satan? Because it's God's mortal
the
enemy.
The cross isn't Satan, Luke.
No. But it's the thing that's the enemy of the Jesus
the cross
shark.
Isn't Satan. An upside down stingray, though.
Yeah, because the stingray is essentially like a cross with some like extra bits on it.
You can say that for anything. You're a cross with some extra bits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So am I Satan?
No.
I am.
Not all the time.
Okay. So the reason I said that this was a Jesus shark was because it was from a virgin birth. I don't know if you got that.
I did. I said that before you said it.
Well, I mean, you didn't say it. I wrote it down.
I said, is it called the Jesus shark because it doesn't have a dad?
Well, I don't have a dad. Am I Jesus? I'm joking. Dad, well, I love you very much. So there are actually two species of gecko that are completely female. No males whatsoever. So those are the morning... That's the mourning gecko and the Indo-Pacific house gecko.
But if they are entirely female and there are no males, then it's more. It's not that they're female. I mean, maybe they... I mean, is it really that they're female? Because they're just both sexes. They do everything internally.
Well, yes and no, because they're not doing everything internally because they're not fertilizing themselves.
What is the definition of female?
As an adjective, it means of or denoting the sex that can bear offspring or produce eggs. Distinguished biologically by the production of gametes, ova, which can be fertilized by male gametes. Would you like to hear the remix?
So the female...
Are you just going to replace me with Siri?
No, I'm just interested. Just so check. The female is the default... I mean, this is like the most feminist thing I've ever heard in my life. The female is the default mode of existence. As in, like, if there are no males and the female can produce offspring without males, we're just like shit females.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
All we are.
I mean, we all start off as females in the womb.
No, I know that. But what I mean, I didn't realize that the term female could denote like something that can produce offspring that doesn't require a male to fertilize it. And that's interesting to me.
This is just, that's what they refer to them as. I mean, realistically, you could probably give them another gender marker. Gender marker, they don't have gender. Sex marker. But
sexy marker.
Female fits most closely with what we would usually talk about.
By that definition, it fits perfect.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So that's it for natural cloning.
That's it.
So that's it.
For natural cloning.
For natural cloning.
For natural cloning.
What about the next subject?
Synthetic cloning.
Oh.
Brackets, methods.
Oh, is this one I'm not going to like again?
No, this is fine. I don't know. That's just what I wrote, Dad.
I think this is where dead animals will come into it.
No, well...
Are we, by any chance, going to talk about Dolly?
We're going to talk about Dolly. Give me some time. I'll get to
Dolly. Okay, we'll get there.
Oh, it's now.
In good time, son. In good time. Oh, it's right now.
It's like that bit in the Simpsons movie where it goes, to be continued immediately.
Immediately.
So, Dolly the sheep. What do you guys know about Dolly the sheep? Other than the fact that she gave me nightmares for years.
She was a sheep.
What?
And
why
she
did
was
she
a clone.
Give me nightmares for years.
She's now in the Royal Edinburgh Museum, and I went there as a child.
Yeah. I want to go there.
And
I want to see.
It scared me.
Why?
Because there was a sheep in there, and I didn't like sheep. Okay, I was.
So it's not Dolly that gave you nightmares.
No,
it's just sheep that
but
gave you nightmares.
It was weird because it was her. I saw her dead, and I was like, ugh.
Why do you not like sheep? What's wrong with sheep?
That's accumulation of factors. I mean, for one, I saw a dead sheep. You know, Dolly. Another thing.
Hang on, no, because
once when I was out fishing with my dad and my mum, we parked in this field and we went out to go fishing by a river.
Did a sheep knock you over?
No, on the way back to the car, it was very, very dark. They let all the sheep in the field, so it was pitch black. And all you could hear was, meh.
That sounds like a horror story.
But sheep are probably the most pathetic creatures on the earth.
Yeah, but not in the dark.
Well,
the sheep and Babe are creepy as hell.
Right.
So for those three reasons,
those aren't good reasons.
I was scared of sheep.
He's scared by very non-scary
things. Yeah.
Yeah, completely innocuous things. Moths. Okay, yeah, but that makes sense. Moths are terrifying.
No, they're not.
They're awful. They're more of it.
Dusty butterflies.
Dolly the sheep was born in 1996
like Voldemort,
in Scotland.
The end of Harry Potter 1.
You touch them, they get Thanos snapped.
Dolly the sheep was born in 1996 in Scotland.
Cool.
Woo. Just like me.
Yeah.
She was cloned.
Oh, you were also born in 1996 in Scotland.
No, I was
cool.
Born in 1997.
Oh.
She's older than me, but she's deader than me too.
But she died first, so who's the real winner?
So, do you guys know why she's called Dolly?
Oh, I did.
Oh, I feel
it's
like
incredibly
I
sexist.
I feel like I did learn this.
It's incredibly sexist.
Oh, yeah. So she was taken from the udder of her mother.
Hmm.
And the udder is breast tissue. Dolly Parton has ample breasts, as I've read.
Humongous breasts.
Yeah. So they've called her Dolly, after Dolly Parton.
Scientists are creepy.
Right?
That's creepy.
That's creepy.
I don't like that. Why would they do that and then tell the world? Like,
I did know that. I did know she was named after Dolly Parton, but I didn't know why.
And so she's named after Dolly Parton's boobs.
Yes. And by that point, Dolly Parton was probably in her 50s.
I mean, that doesn't make it worse or better. It's just sort of... Because the scientists were probably also in their 50s, like, let's be honest.
No, like, I mean, she's just a bit past it, you know?
That's sexist. No. That is very sexist. Make sure leave that in, James. So Cory gets some messages. Send him messages.
As in the height of her popularity had waned. So Dolly, as I've said, was taken from the udder of her mother and placed into a donor egg cell.
As in the cell was taken from the udder. Not she was ripped from her mother's teat whilst feeding.
So the nucleus was taken. The nucleus of the cell was taken from her mother. You know, and
I was just imagining a tiny sheep. It's like, I'm gonna put you in an egg.
If you zoom in on the sheep, it's made of lots of small sheep.
all the cells are just tiny sheep.
I'm gonna talk about the specifics of how it works later. But essentially, you take the programming part of the cell and you put it into an empty egg cell.
Yeah.
And then you can put that inside of a female and it'll grow into a little baby.
Yes.
Yes. Or a baby lamb.
Or imagine if it was a lottery. You're either going
I
to
don't
get
know
some,
what I'm going to get.
A human child or a baby lamb.
So she lived for 6 years.
Didn't she age really quickly?
No, that's something that people thought. So
I don't know if that was a rumor or like a...
Yeah, that's so she did die really young
or
for a
she
sheep.
She just died young, yeah.
Well, she died young for a sheep and people thought this because she aged really quickly. Which is, do you guys know what telomeres are?
Yes, it's the things at the end of DNA strands that keep them together and stuff.
Yeah, so the... Good.
Maybe
so,
give a DNA better definition going. So that I'm not... So, if someone gets asked that in a GCSE and they write things at the end of the DNA that keep them together and stuff...
I'll give them an easier one. DNA glue.
Yeah.
No. It's like a DNA helmet. So the telomeres are these bits at the end of the DNA. So every time you replicate, you might lose a little bit. And the telomeres are just kind of junk DNA that stay there to keep the actual DNA safe.
Yes.
Yeah, so you chip a little bit away each time. And what people thought
like
was that...
It's like having loads of coats on, so that if someone stabs you, like swipes you with a sword, all your coats get cut, but you don't get cut.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if someone just takes your coat instead of pulling off
your skin.
Yeah, if
you take off a coat...
And like, there's just another coat.
And you don't want to be naked, you have like so many coats on. You will never get underneath all of my coats.
Wow.
That's what telomere is. There you go.
You failed
perfect
this time, Predator.
Please, if you're in a GCSE exam, write that exact phrase.
It's like if you wear lots of coats.
It says, what is a telomere? And you just write, you will never get all of my coats. Move on, next question.
Yeah. Full marks, please.
So they thought that she was, she died young and aged really quick because of the telomeres. So because she came from an adult cell, they thought, they must be shorter.
Shorter telomeres.
So she died quicker. That's been disproven in mice. So that's probably not the case. She just died of a lung infection.
That's sad.
Yeah.
So it's like a coincidence.
I mean, not exactly. There's kind of a history of clones having slightly less than great health prospects.
That's interesting because they should be fine because they're clones.
Kind of. There's a few factors. One of them I'm going to touch on a little bit later to do with mitochondria, which is...
The powerhouse of the cell.
Well done, Luke. James, you fail.
I learned that from Tumblr, actually, not...
Yeah, so did I. That's why he said it like
that. It's a meme, James.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm just going to give you guys a quick rundown of all the animals that we've cloned.
Please do.
Why would you do that in an audio format?
Just for you guys.
Thank you.
I made a running motion.
So yeah, we've cloned sheep, pigs. So China by 2014 was producing 500 a year to use in medical testing.
Why clone them? Is it because you know that they're always the same conditions? Like you're removing a variable?
Yeah, essentially. Okay. You just want, it's like using a control, but the control is exactly the same as whatever you're testing. We've done cattle, a horse called Promethea, named after Prometheus.
That Promethea.
Wow, scientists are either like massive nerds or like creepy. That's like, there's no in between.
You mean
Dolly Parton
they're
and always Prometheus.
Literally, they said Prometheus because they were like, we've flown too close with the sun with this.
Oh,
yeah. So the first extinct animal to be cloned was a Pyrenean ibex. It was a kind of deer.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Why did we bring it back? Just cause. Why didn't we bring back something like a dodo instead?
Because this was recently extinct, I believe.
But
it died very quickly.
That's sad.
Yeah. Well, it tends to happen with clones. There was Little Nicky. So Little Nicky is a cat.
I thought it was a rapper.
No.
That's Nicki Minaj's name when she was a child rapper.
So Little Nicky is a cat. It is dead. And... Of natural causes. It was a natural. So Nicky was a cat. It lived to be like 19.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well done, Nicky.
Then its owner got it cloned when it died. It made Little Nicky.
How long did Little Nicky last?
I think Little Nicky's still alive.
Really?
From 2004.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, not dead.
Good on Little Nicky.
So the first dog to be cloned was an Afghan hound in 2005. And since then, cloning pets has become quite a thing, so it costs about $100,000.
Oh, yeah, because you can just let your pet die. You're like, I want another one.
Yeah, so within 12 days.
Exactly the same.
Yeah, well, genetically, yes.
But then it dies at about 3 years old.
No, yeah. No. I mean, they can live. Clones, the life prospects of clones have become like a lot better in recent years. I'm sorry, it sounded to me as I was talking about clone rights. You know, the prospects
the
of clones.
Prospects of clones.
But 12 days after dying, you could still clone it. That was back in, I think, 2015.
Oh, so you got some time to think about it.
All the way back then.
Yeah.
Before you commit a crime against nature.
Yeah. Almost 2 weeks. Well, your parents had a lot of time to think about it, and they still made you.
Oh, that's not very nice. What? I'm just going to leave.
You're being very rude to clones, Luke.
What? I'm not being rude to clones.
They didn't ask to be made.
Well, exactly. They didn't ask to be made, so why are we doing it?
Well, why are we making children, Luke?
Because people like having sex.
Well, maybe people like making clones.
Well, that's not the same.
People like making little versions of
I
themselves.
Want a dinosaur, okay? I don't care. I want one.
What type of dinosaur?
I'd like a Triceratops. And a
that's a good answer.
A T-Rex.
Bit big, but it's a good answer.
It's not too big. It's like having a big dog.
A Triceratops.
It's just a big dog.
A very big dog.
Really big dog. You can actually genetically alter them as well.
So...
It's very easy.
Can I ask?
Yes.
No.
This is probably something you're going to be covering, so I apologize if I'm jumping ahead.
Luke the Prophet.
What's the point?
What's the point?
Why? Why don't we just leave nature alone and get on with our lives?
We can't do... We're incapable of that.
You've got like 7 billion people on this planet.
Yes.
Who are too smart to sit on a rock and do nothing.
Yeah, yes,
you leave them for a while, they're going to start trying to
do
stuff. But
do something helpful.
So it is actually helpful for medicine. Primarily.
Well, only because you want to test on animals, which I don't agree with either.
No,
so.
For making, for stem cells and making organs for people.
Well, yes, stem cells, yes. But you don't have to build a whole version of the animal. You can just have some stem cells.
No, I mean, as in, if I need a heart,
you
can clone my heart.
Sure. But, like, why are we focusing on cloning an entire organism? That doesn't seem, like, because if we put loads of research and sort of time and money into stabilizing the entire organism as opposed to stabilizing, say, for example, a clone of your heart, which is genuinely helpful and has an actual effect. Like, why do we need... Because it feels like, to me, whether true or not, it feels like we're just doing this because, like, it's cool. And actually...
It is quite cool, though.
Yeah, well, it's quite cool, but I also think it's horrible. Like, I think it's just horrible.
I think you'd quite enjoy Jurassic Park.
As in the film or the place?
No, as in the film. You've just succinctly described the entire tone of the film.
Okay. But you haven't
your
answered
scientists,
my question.
Well, your scientists were
why
too busy
cloning,
Jurassic Park,
why are we cloning entire organisms? Like, we don't need to do that. We have enough people. We have... I suppose the only application I can imagine there being is if a species is going extinct. And so, we can just put them in breeding programs.
No, I mean, extinction, well, for some animals, breeding could be difficult. There's extinction, there's medicine, as I've said.
But it doesn't have to be a clone.
Agriculture.
With extinction, you can just, like, do IVF and implant it. It doesn't have to be a clone. And the IVF, like, baby that is not a clone, that has a varied, like, gene pool, is more likely to live longer.
But cloning from, as in, if an animal has gone extinct, cloning from one individual.
From one female.
Yeah.
Right, okay, sure.
It helps.
But then, I mean, I would argue that just don't let it get that far. Like, you're stupid. Look, like,
I agree,
we're solving the problem we've made.
I agree to some degree, but my need to clone a dinosaur.
No, that's
outweighs
not an answer.
I don't care, I'm sorry.
That's a perfectly acceptable
I don't care is the answer.
Would it not also be easier to start with cloning full animals than specific organs?
So cloning is, like, generally when they're talking about making organs and stuff, they want to make embryonic stem cells, which they can then inject into you. So you've got your own personal stem cell line that is yours. And then there's also the prospect of maybe growing organs and stuff. So you could clone an entire organism, grow the organ, and then implant it. And the great thing about that is that you won't reject it because it's not someone else's. That's your tissue. So that's why that's why they would do that.
Okay, good.
And it probably is easier to clone a whole organism than trying to figure out how to make a heart grow.
But then you get the horrible situation where you're cloning bodies that then you don't allow to have human rights and you just harvest them for their organs.
And that's why cloning is banned. Cloning humans
is banned.
That's
why it's illegal.
Yeah, it's not legal.
Thank goodness.
Yet.
Yeah, exactly, yet. This is the thing, is we develop the technology, it's illegal whilst we can't do it, and then eventually we'll be able to do it, and we'll go, oh, well, that law, you know that law? Because, like, that's, like, if you don't focus your time on cloning a heart outside of the body, then, yes, of course, you're going to clone an entire person and then harvest its organs, because we're not clever enough to make the organ grow on its own, so we'll just grow a person, because we know how to do that. It's just put the cell in a female, that's pretty easy. And then you just harvest the organs, and it's horrible, and it's a terrible dystopian future. Just because you want a bloody dinosaur.
Want a dinosaur? Give him a dinosaur!
No.
I think we need to figure out the ethics. I've got a whole section in this about ethics. I think we need to figure that out and get the laws written before it's too late. The same with cyborgs. We need to have all of these things hammered out before we get to that point.
Until we become too smart.
So we can have, as soon as we've got one clone, that's fine.
Until we get it
once
too,
we've got two clones,
perfect.
It's too many.
I don't know why I'm on a podcast called Sci Guys. I seem to hate science.
You hate science.
I mean, I love science. It's fascinating. But I also, maybe it's just the topics you're picking, but I hate science.
No, you're just Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park. Genuinely, I'm not going to leave this. You need to watch it.
Okay, I will watch. I'll watch it tonight. Are you happy? I'll watch it tonight.
Oh, my God, yes.
And I'll send you a text about Jurassic Park.
Maybe you just hate scientists.
I hate the ethos that knowledge is, like, the seeking of knowledge for knowledge's sake is always good. I don't agree with that. And actually, I think if we all just got on with our lives and, to a certain extent, fixed our own problems internally, like all the things that we get wrong in our own lives, we actually probably would live in a quite nice place and we wouldn't need to do all the science stuff. It's only our inability to actually sort our own lives out, which means we have to do all these things.
It's a very Hufflepuff thing to say.
Yeah, well, I'm in Hufflepuff, Corey. Yeah.
No, I know. I can understand. No, I understand. I have similar beliefs. I've got this turmoil inside of me.
Yeah,
knowledge for knowledge's
sake.
You've
got a degree in this, and you also a bit of you hates it.
I hate the needless search. For nothing. But I like.
But dinosaurs.
I like it at the same time. But dinosaurs. But dinosaurs, Luke. We could have dinosaurs.
You could have a dinosaur.
Why do you want dinosaurs? Dinosaurs will just eat you and smash stuff.
No, I've got one that's the size of a chicken.
Well, but then you can just have a chicken.
It's not
there's loads
it's
of chickens.
Not a dinosaur.
There's 56 billion chickens on the earth. Just get. I mean, it is a dinosaur. It's descended from dinosaurs. Go and get a chicken.
They're boring.
Get a chicken and then selectively breed it if you want to do that to not have feathers, and then it's a dinosaur. I mean, actually, dinosaurs had feathers. It's already a dinosaur. Just go get a chicken. Go and rescue a chicken from a horrible place where they make them make eggs all the time. Have it in your back garden. Call it Mr. Rexy, and then you got a dinosaur. Cool. Sorted. End of everything. I've fixed Corey's life. Thank you.
So on to the methods and the results of how they did the study. Do you remember what we were talking about?
Dolly. Ages ago.
Dolly the sheep.
Right, so there was Dolly, then there was a horse, and then, I don't know.
We were talking about all the different things we've cloned.
Yes.
Zhong Zhong and Hua Hua.
Oh, you that far back. The two primates.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, bringing it back round. So
full circle.
I'm going to talk about how they specifically did it to these guys. Do you guys know where their names come from?
It's taken a while to get here.
I know it has, hasn't it? It's going to be a fucking long one. So their names, Zhong Zhong and Hua Hua, I'm pronouncing that terribly, they're Chinese, and it comes from the Chinese name for China. Zhonghua.
Ah. So it's like us having two primates called United United and Kingdom.
England.
That's actually very Scottish exclusive of you, Corey. Considering you're from Scotland.
Scotland. So these guys were cloned by somatic cell nuclear transfer. I'm not even going to bother asking.
That's going to be my guess.
Let's break it out. Somatic, that just means body, cell. You know what that is.
It's better like morning reading for me.
Nuclear transfer, you're taking the nucleus and transferring it to something else. So body, broken down. Cell, nuclear
obvious.
Transfer. Somatic cell, nuclear transfer. So essentially what you're doing is you're taking a body cell and you're taking the nucleus out of it and you're putting it into an egg cell. It's really
that simple. Do you just do that with like a syringe?
Come on.
Like one of those. No, I know that's a stupid question. It sounds like a stupid question. You know when they have like the microscope and they have the really small syringe and it goes in, it like sucks stuff up and then it goes away.
So I read that they did it manually for Dolly
with a syringe
under a microscope. I don't think it was with a syringe.
Well, it probably is.
It could have been not a syringe in the way that I'm sure you're thinking.
Well, I am thinking of the syringe that they use under microscopes to take stuff out of cells.
Yeah.
So yes, that's a syringe.
I mean, not in a kind of pulley. You know what I mean?
Still a syringe, guy. Yeah. Still a syringe.
It's just the image. Yeah, so they syringe out the nucleus of the cell.
I mean, don't say it if you don't know it's true.
I'm not. I'm looking at you.
You're saying it as if that's true. It's not necessarily true.
I was kind of being a little bit sarcastic.
No,
but,
I know.
So the syringe really, out, I guess.
Doesn't really carry.
Okay,
so you take out the nucleus, and I've explained what the nucleus is. Do you know what it is? Yeah.
Yeah, yes. the middle bit that controls all the stuff. It's like the brain of the cell.
Yeah, the brain of the cell. So you take that out.
Not the powerhouse, because that's the mitochondria.
Exactly.
Wow, learning.
So first off, you need to get an egg cell. So you just take that from any
egg.
Female. You get rid of the nucleus of that, the genetic material, and then it becomes deprogrammed. All you need to do then is put
it's like a blank egg.
Yeah, blank egg. So you put your yolk in, and you give it a little electric shock, and it starts to divide.
You give it an electric shock.
Yeah, like actually, you give it a little shock.
Clear.
Exactly.
That's brilliant.
It just starts to divide. And from that point on, it's basically like a normal embryo once it's divided enough, you know? And it just grows into a viable offspring.
That's fascinating.
A good breakfast.
It's not very efficient though. So Dolly took 277 attempts to get one lamb.
That's not too bad though, because cells are very small.
They are very small.
It's famously.
All I mean is, like, if you looked at the bin, you wouldn't even see them.
You wouldn't.
Shit, I've lost
count. Well, you know, you could. So you can see
like a little puddle.
You can
stuff,
see an
yeah.
egg cell. So with they're your, yeah, about, yeah. I think, half a millimeter or a millimeter
like
long.
Like a female egg cell. Yeah,
female egg cell. Yeah. As opposed to a male egg cell.
Well, I was... shut up. I was meaning, it, like, the female egg cell is larger than a standard human cell.
Yeah.
And so you can see it's that with the naked eyes. Yeah.
So the monkeys, they took 21 eggs and got 2 monkeys out of that.
That's pretty good.
That's really good. So in the past about 20 years, they've managed to get it to be really, really efficient in comparison to Dolly. So they took these cells from monkey fetuses as opposed to adults, which made it a lot easier to get the whole thing to work. So they took fibroblast cells, which are essentially the cells that make collagen and the extracellular matrix.
Yes.
Yes.
The stuff outside the cell
and
the stuff you inject into your lips.
I've seen the matrix. That's fine.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Carry on.
Okay.
I know exactly what you're on about. I've seen the matrix. Carry on.
I'm well informed.
They also tried to do it with adult donors, but that didn't work. They had 42 surrogates and 22 pregnancies, but none of the babies survived.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, 2 of them were born and then very quickly died. To be fair, you can count all of these as like natural deaths.
No,
can
you can't.
No.
Well, we were giving them life in the first place.
No.
It's not the same.
We were giving them life, then put them in a box and go, oh, look, a clone.
I hope it lives.
No, there's a cute little picture of them together.
Is it what?
There's a cute little picture of the two monkeys together.
Oh, well, I'm sure they're existentially happy for the rest of their life now, Corey, that they've got a picture together when they don't even know what a camera is. Fantastic.
Call this experiment a massive success. We got a picture of them.
So,
no, don't ask where they went. We have poof.
We have a picture. They will live forever in this picture.
I don't think I've said when this was.
You have not.
I've not. This was...
maybe you did at the beginning. I don't know.
I didn't. This was 2018. This was just last year.
I think I read about
definitely
this.
Didn't then.
Yeah. And then just this year in January, they announced that they made 5 more monkeys through cloning and then gene editing.
Of course.
So they're the same way that they edited those babies' genes in China.
Are they alive?
Yeah, they're alive.
And why are they making these monkeys?
Fun.
Fun. No,
to be fair,
you had such a look of disappointment in your
face. Well, no, it's more like I wonder if this is like sort of maybe the biology equivalent of like the space race. It's like it's like the powers of the world, America, China, and Russia racing to see who can clone humans first.
Yeah, essentially. So we're primates.
Because it might not be illegal in China to clone humans. And if they find if it's like a space race type thing of like, look who can get there first, they'll make it legal, they'll decriminalize it.
So yeah, the thing is, the reason that we are cloning them is kind of for that reason. It's the closest thing we can get to humans. Because up until last year, we weren't able to actually properly clone primates at all. And now we can. So I expect in a few years, we'll...
Good news!
I mean, in a few years, we'll probably come out with a story of the first cloned human child.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the difference between, like, what are the complications? Like, what makes it harder than, say, IVF?
So, a big thing about this is...
I know that you have to take the nucleus and put it in.
So, when you're putting it into a donor cell, that you've then got different mitochondria. So, you inherit your mitochondrial genome from your mother.
Yes, I read about how there is going to be the first three-way child soon, or maybe as in you got the genetic code from two people and the mitochondria from a third.
Exactly. Okay.
Because mitochondria are such a big thing in how we behave in our experience in life, and also they have their own DNA.
They've got their own little genome.
And so you technically, yes, you get your mitochondria from your mother, don't you?
Yes.
And so it is a third part of you.
So because it's in, so the mitochondria is in the egg cell. So wherever you got that donor egg cell from, that's where the mitochondria is going to come from. And that can be an issue, obviously, with some of them.
Right, because you got... Right, okay.
Because it might not match up to...
So, like, say, for example, you're trying to clone...
It's never truly a blank egg.
So, like, say, for example, you're trying to clone a woolly mammoth by putting it in an elephant. You've got all the woolly mammoth DNA, if you've managed to reconstruct it over the many long amount of time. But you've got mitochondria from an elephant. So it still might not live because the mitochondria might not be producing Reject stuff. It.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So that's exactly it. That's it. So that's how they did
Dead on
that
the money.
With those monkeys. But how is that going to work in future? What does that mean for the future? Well, I'll tell you what it means.
Please do
for the future. Because I didn't know where to go from
there. Because
you
don't know. So you've touched on it already. Cloning extinct animals. That's a big one. So cloning woolly mammoths. Not only do we have the problem of mitochondria, we've also got the issue of the microbiome, which we spoke about in an earlier episode.
Wow.
Wow. In the first episode, we spoke about the microbiome. So do you guys remember what that is?
Yes, it is the gut bacteria in your gut that makes up your gut bacteria.
Yeah, so it's all of the microorganisms.
This was to do with the stomach ulcers, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all of the mental health. That's Corey's dissertation, if anyone wants to read it.
Please don't. So the microbiome is the entire collection of microorganisms in and on your body. Obviously, that's not going to be the same for a mammoth as it is for an elephant.
Oh, that's another whole thing you have to... Yeah.
Exactly. That's a completely different thing that you... And you get the kind of microbiome initially from your mother. So that's an issue that you have to look at if you're going to try and clone anything. Although Jurassic Park, again, I'm going to talk about that, had it kind of right in that you can fill in spaces in the DNA that you don't know about.
With other stuff.
With things that you do know about.
What did they put in the dinosaurs in Jurassic Park? There was like lizard stuff.
Mostly frogs.
Frogs.
Yeah, although if you're smart, you better put bird DNA because they're the same thing. Huang Wu Suk. Anyway, he's a disgraced scientist who faked cloning but has come back into the game because someone
faked
found...
Faked cloning?
Yeah, he basically...
Cheater.
Yeah, he lied about his cloning efforts.
They let a cheater clone thing?
This is slowing things down unnecessarily.
First,
cheetahs don't slow things down. They're very quick.
Shark scientists in the cloning game.
Jesus, incredible. Shark scientists.
Anyway, he's come right back because we found very recently a woolly mammoth frozen. So it had three legs and most of its body. So we might be able to clone a living one from that. And he's come back in because he's very interested in cloning a woolly mammoth.
Why is anyone letting him come back in?
I don't think anyone is. He's just been very vocal about it.
Probably because he can't cheat this time. You can't just have a woolly mammoth on standby. To be like, oh, look, I've cloned it successfully.
No, you just tape some wool to an elephant. It's the same thing. Who knows the difference? I've got a question for you guys before we wrap up. Would you have yourself cloned?
No.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Would you be okay with someone cloning part of you to use for medical reasons for yourself?
If it was, say, an individual organ, then yeah, maybe. Probably. Yeah, probably. Mm. That's fine.
But you wouldn't have a completely a body devoid of consciousness?
No.
No.
Because you don't know. Once science comes up with a actual, proven, irrefutable model of what consciousness is, which it's not going to do, so...
What if it just doesn't have a brain?
Still no.
Okay, interesting.
Still no.
Really? Neither
of
you?
Yeah.
Well, you at home can answer that question for us as well.
On our Twitter, in the polls at...
No, send us an email, please.
I want Corey to get an email from everyone.
Sidewisepod@gmail.com.
I'd rather the emails, it's easier to keep track of. Or send it to us on Instagram, where I spend most of my time.
Wait, you want everyone to email you either yes or no?
No, I didn't say the email. James did.
Okay. But you then said... I want everyone to eat.
No, okay, we'll run a poll on Instagram when this comes out.
No.
We'll run a poll on our email.
I would like you to all send an email to SciGuysPod@gmail.com just with the word yes or no, and I want you to completely ruin Corey's life going through all those emails.
I'll just ignore the email address. I'll just cancel it.
No, I get notifications for that email.
Check out Instagram. We'll have a poll running. And that's the episode, I think.
Oh, good,
guys.
It's done.
Yeah, we've done it. Thanks for listening. You can find the full references for this episode in the description. Subscribe for new episodes every Monday, and why not leave a nice wee review?
Review.
Any corrections or anything else, send to SciGuysPod@gmail.com. You can find and contact us at SciGuysPod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can follow me at NotCorey.
I'm Luke Cutforth.
And I am at Jemkin Everywhere.
At Jemkin Everywhere?
No, at Jemkin Everywhere.
Oh, so there's an underscore.
No. This has gone too long now. The theme song's already finished.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Here's a quote from Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Dinosaurs.
Is that actually a quote?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Dinosaurs.
What is this terrible film?
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard-of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.